Tamsin, you've signed Jade and obviously delighted to bring her to Wasps.
Yeah, absolutely delighted to have Jade on board. You know, when you look at the England players that have been playing overseas, Mel and I are always having conversations about who we'd love to have at the club and who we'd love to have involved. And Jade is a massive name for us to get her, and for that experience, it's just absolutely incredible for us.
There's obviously the 4 World Cups, 3 Commonwealths, England most cap player as well. What can she bring apart from all that?
Oh, well, yeah, I think you've pretty much summed it all up. You know, losing Bongi was always going to be a massive loss to us. She brings so much experience, and I think you saw from the final last season how much experience matters when it comes to big games. So, you know, it was important for us that we were able to bring somebody in with some calibre that can play in that centre court, and especially, you know, because we're getting Soph back from injury, and I wanted to bring that support in for Nat as well. You know, it's really important, and for George, that they get the opportunity to get some England players in there as they're trying to push for Commonwealth games. So, you know, we're all about having the right mix in the squad. It's never just about getting all the youngsters out there, but it's about having the youngsters having players that they can play in and around. And with Jade, you know, you've given that whole list. She is just pure quality. Plus, she'll also bring so much to the squad off the court. And that culture is, as you saw again with the season at Wasps, is really important.
You've obviously got that whole team culture, and you won't have any concerns about that.
No, not at all. I always run things past the team as well. And I spoke to Hannah Reid, who's obviously our captain, and sort of said, we're talking to Jade, what are your thoughts? And she was just over the moon. She played with Jade back in Loughborough, and she just thought what a brilliant addition she'd been to the squad. I've known Jade for years. We played in England under-19s together, so a long, long time, and played with her all through seniors. And she's just a quality person to have off the court. I know she wants to enjoy her netball, and she's at that age where she brings so much to the team. It's not just about what she's going to bring on court, so I'm really excited to see how she'll fit in with everyone.
And I mean, the nice thing is as well, she'll be working with George and Nat at club and also as part of the England setup, so that's going to help everybody all round.
Yeah, of course it is. It's important. I think building to a Commonwealth Games year, you want to try and get as many England players out on that court and working together. And I think we owe that to Nat and George as well, to give them the best possible opportunity to make in that team come February when it gets announced. So I'm really excited about those guys working together and you know, getting a unit going. And I know Jade is as well.
Playing against the world's best week in, week out in Australia is obviously going to improve you as a person. You've been over there, you've played over there. So what kind of difference did you see when you got back?
Yeah, it is a difference. It's a different standard. That's the best league in the world. We're striving to become that league, or at least challenged to be that league. So, of course, week in, week out, games at ANZ is tough. But the standard up here is moving forward, and the quality of players you've got around. So, you know, you can only play what you've got against. So for Jade, she'll still be wanting to be at the top of her game. She'll still be wanting to push on for Commonwealth Games. And actually bringing those players back only helps improve our league and shows the other youngsters around the kind of level that they need to be at as well.
Let's have a quick look elsewhere quickly. We saw a picture from Maria's Twitter this morning showing the Melbourne Cup to a horse. I just wondered where the most strange place you've shown the Super League Cup to.
It was probably the night out after the game. It came round with us that whole evening. So it got shown to a few barmen along the way. But yeah, other than that, we've actually been keeping it nice and safe at the Rico on display for any of the fans to come in and see.
And we saw on Twitter this morning that Sharni will be taking a break from the game. As somebody that's played the game at the highest level yourself, how difficult is it to try and balance that?
Yeah, look, you know, I can't speak for Sharni. I'd read about that this morning, and I was also surprised and gutted because, you know, she is world-class and you want to see her performing. But I think if you read how much she's been playing for the last few seasons, I think been involved in every single test that Australia have had since she got into the squad, and obviously playing at Swifts and then Magpies, it's takes hard yards, not just on your body, but mentally as well. Like, Nat came off winning the Super League final and straight into camp about a week later and was doing fitness testing with the England squad. It's tough for them. You know, mentally, when do they actually get the downtime to just go, oh, I need to not play netball. I need to have a break. I need to do normal things. I need my body to rest. I need to do all those things. So I know they have lots of people looking after them, but individually, when you've been doing it for such a long time and you've got your own family life and the girls over here, especially having jobs and stuff as well, it does take its toll on you. So, yeah, I hope it's nothing too serious for her. I hope the break does her good, and I'm sure we'll see her backfiring at the Commonwealth Games because she's a quality athlete.
How easy was it to have confidence in that side that won a title and just say, that's going to be my squad in Fast Five?
You know, for me, this is more a reward. this is the first year I've done Fast Five. I've never coached it. I've never played it. I've obviously seen the game. So for me, it was more a reward. You know, I didn't want to start going, oh, yeah, let's bring in this person. Let's bring in that and do that. Why should I? That team has proved to me that they can win the Super League. There's a lot of players in there that deserve court time and a chance to shine. And also, we're a tight-knit group. So for me, it was quite straightforward. Mel and I decided really early on that we wanted it to be the championship-winning team. And I think they deserve it personally. And, you know, if they get the opportunity, a crack to play against some of the big names that are coming in, then so be it. That's only going to help us building up for the season.
And I wouldn't have it any other way, but is Jade the first of a few?
You know what? It goes back to what I've just talked about. We won the Super League last year. So for me personally, it's not a big transfer summer. It's not where I'm going, oh, who do we need? Who do we want? I had the luxury of bringing in a brand new team last season. And I think we showed that mix of youth, experience and what we wanted. So I'm not looking at that squad going, oh my God, we're missing so many key players. I've got a great squad. I'm talking to all the existing players at the moment. We're still waiting on decisions from England Netball for squad sizes and other things. So once that comes through, we'll start making announcements and going. But me personally, I'm really happy with the group that we've got.